Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. I'm a concierge high-performance psychologist. With me today, I have Stuart Wiggins. He's with Induna Advisors, where he offers fractional chief operating officer services and brings resources together to help scale your business. I have Brandon Mahoney. He's the co-founder at LaunchPoint Labs, a national venture firm where he is an expert in creating sales departments. He is known as Dr. Startup. And I have Gary Fredericks. He is the CEO of OnPoint Partners, where they provide back office services for small businesses. The question today is going to be a tough one. Is the pressure to act like a man a real thing, and where does it come from? Brandon, would you like to kick us off?
No, but I will. Yes and no. Depending on where you are in the environment that you're in, there can be pressure to act like a man, and it can be forced upon you, and you could be made fun of and belittled if you don't. But I've also experienced being told not to act like a man, and the pressure of men being a man being very toxic and it being a very negative thing. So I think it falls into both categories of pressure. Where it comes from, societal. I think it's the environment that you're in. I grew up in a household where you weren't pressured to act like a man, but when I got into school, you were made fun of if you didn't show extremely masculine traits around your guy friends.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because there's two me's in this situation. There's the business me, the Wall Street me, the guy that has always been pressured to succeed, win the deal. But not only win the deal, but if you can crush your competition and at the same time do it. And then there's the artistic me. I'm a musician. I'm a singer. I connect with everybody. I like kind of having the ability to be who I really want to be and be in touch with things that aren't so masculine all the time. I guess I'd fight with them based on where I am and what I'm doing. But I've always been an advocate for females. I almost got fired because of that at one point in my career. I think that in my house, I was never pressured to be, you got to be a man, you got to be a man. At least not that way. I grew up in the 60s. And in the 60s, if you got smacked in the face, they told you to shake it off and keep going. It
was a different
story for the women. But So I guess there was a little bit of that masculinity, that pressure to shake things off that normal people probably wouldn't as easily. Society kind of put the pressure on me to be masculine more than my family or myself.
I'm a baby boomer. So that would mean that my father was born in 1932. Mm-hmm. So imagine then, this conversation wouldn't have existed because you were going to be a man. So I can remember times when I was younger, I mean, even like 6 or 7 years old, something would happen and my dad would say, don't cry if another kid hit me or something like that. But then if you take it to where I am now, then you start to know yourself. Because yes, you're right. In the military, there is a lot of pseudo-machoism. I played football, a lot of machoism there. Shake it off, play when you're hurt. Literally, I bet I've had 12 concussions. And I've played through every single concussion. You break or sprain something, you play through it. So not being as close to those types of sports now, I don't know whether coaches get people to act like that. But I think what happens is you reach an age where you start to be comfortable with yourself. And that's how I'm going to describe myself. You don't feel like that you have to be anything. Because when I was in the military, I worked around a lot of women. And there were women that, in fact, most of the women I encountered were more capable than men. And the reason being is because men felt like they had to adhere to this stereotype or this image of this super machoism, where women would just show up and do their thing. What I say is the ability to find your own masculinity is really what masculinity is.
I grew up in an environment where not only were the boys told to act like men and they weren't allowed to cry and all of these things, but I was told not to emasculate men. So I was never allowed to be smarter. I was never allowed to be better. I had to make sure I held myself back. And if I put myself out there and was better at whatever, I would get in trouble for that. I would be fussed at because I was emasculating somebody.
The funny thing about that is that is the one quality I think about women that attracts me the most, is them being intelligent and independent That's always been the case for me. So it kind of goes against the norms. I went to Catholic school for a long time. The nuns were the boss. Mm-hmm. But even they, like, why are you crying? You're a boy. You shouldn't be crying. So, I mean, it was very deep back then. As we got into the late 70s and 80s, things started to loosen up a little bit. But I like working with women and having women part of my co-founder and partner is a woman. We're life partners and business partners. And I love the fact that she knows things I don't know. I just want to keep going in that direction.
So you all said things that have resonated a bit. So I like I said, I didn't grow up in a household where if I cried, I was told, don't cry. That was never a thing. Now, again, when I was out in school and with friends, yeah, there was that push to be masculine, to be manly. But then, Stuart, as you said, it's finding your own masculinity. I believe myself to be a masculine man. I don't like to say that because I feel like there's a lot of negative views of masculinity, but I do view myself to be a masculine man, but I also enjoy lovey-dovey things. I don't think that that's not a masculine thing to enjoy. I enjoy musicals. I don't think there's anything non-masculine about that. When it comes to my dating life, I am very much attracted to ambitious, intelligent women. When a woman is smarter than me, which is probably most of them, I love that. If they're working hard to accomplish goals, I find that so wildly attractive. Mm-hmm. I really like what you said, Stuart, about masculinity being what you decide masculinity is for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely found that if a man is very confident in himself and in his own masculinity, whatever that means, all the way from a gay man who's very feminine, all the way through somebody who's super hyper masculine, as long as he's respectful of me and who I am, then he's not threatened by that. And that's fine. Be who you are. Just don't be threatened by me being who I am.
So I'm compelled 100%. To ask. The question we have is masculinity. But I've never heard, maybe you can address this, Robin. Does anybody ever say, be more feminine, be more?
Oh, to women they do.
I mean, but defining it is different though. Is it when they say be more feminine, is that more how you dress? Maybe
it's also deferential, be more deferential. Yeah, don't stand exactly. out. Don't, it's all of those, all the opposite of being masculine. If you put them on a dichotomy, femininity is be quiet, be kind, watch out for the male ego, and all things I was very good at. I was raised to be that, and I had to unlearn it.
It'd be interesting 10 years from now if you had this similar topic, what the comments would be, because I still think there's a generational component.
I do too. I wonder if the younger generations, Z, or even young, really young millennials, if they feel differently about it. I think there's also a cultural component and where you were raised in the country.
I see men and women dressing the same now. It's interesting because that was never the case when I was young, but now people are just exercising who they feel like they are. And I think it's cool, but it's interesting for sure for a 65-year-old man.
We haven't defined when someone says be a man or act like a man, what are they telling you to do?
Keep your emotions in check. Don't over communicate, I think.
Be the boss.
Be the boss, yeah. Be the go-to person. You're the person everybody leans on in times of stress. And I will tell you, haven't been in the military, the ones that talk the loudest in peacetime are the ones that cower the most when things get really stressful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And when I think be a man, I think be the protector, be respectful, help.
Yeah, I see a lot of older men like myself are having difficulties kind of fitting in now because I was raised to open the doors for women. And I don't do it because I think I'm better than women. It's just because it's a courtesy kind of thing. And some women don't like it. I've been yelled at too, but I still do it anyway.
And so my clients are mostly men. They're mostly men who are very much men's men. Their careers have been on track and they've never been able to ask for help. They don't have anyone to talk to because everyone expects them to be that rock, to be that man.
Yes.
And that's why they end up needing someone like me, is because those kind of guys need someone to talk to and places to hash stuff out too. So thank you for having this conversation with me. I knew that we were not going to be able to cover the whole topic in 10 minutes. And I appreciate you even giving it a go. So I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.
Likewise.